As we come into this meditation, contemplation on listening for our values, we want to take these opening few minutes to get really settled and embodied. So finding an agreeable posture that helps you to feel very grounded, sitting, standing, lying down, and really connect with the earth and feel into that unconditional support. Just feel into the sensations of the body touching the earth and being touched by the earth, held up by the earth. Feel too the support of the breathing, unconditional. And ask yourself, what are your particular intentions for this practice? Are they the more general intentions to be simply curious and kind? Or is there something in particular that's come up over the course of the day or of late? Give yourself a little soothing touch. It's a way to really feel into those intentions and be more embodied. And letting these intentions guide the practice as we now anchor in the breathing, or if you like, breath and body as a whole, what do you need for an anchor? And just feel into sensations of breathing, the sensations of body. And let the breath be like waves of the ocean. Let the other experience be like the waves coming and going, the thoughts, the emotions. Let them be like waves of the ocean around our breathing. So we're not pushing away these other experiences. We're letting them move through like the waves. And we're not letting ourselves get caught in them either. It's okay when these other issues, concerns, experiences show up. Just let them move through like waves of the ocean. Noticed, known. And we're present through breathing. Letting the breathing be like the ocean, the other experiences, thoughts, emotions, concerns, issues, be like waves in the ocean, coming and going. And now, listening deeply, can we let whatever issues, concerns, wanderings of the mind speak to us of what we care about, what we value? So even if there have been simply mundane thoughts like to-do list, chores, can we look underneath those to how we may be caring for ourselves or others, trying to live with some comfort or ease? If there have been many worries, can we look underneath those? What are they showing us that's important to us? Someone we love, some longing for peace. Or even if there's negativity, the inner critic showing up, what might that be pointing to? Perhaps some ways we wish to care for ourselves, even though it might not be skillfully said. And so noticing what might be underneath and what we really care about, noticing our values, listening for them. They may appear as words or images. Here are a few ideas. Is it about love, family, friendship, compassion, connection, belonging, peace, harmony, loving kindness? Is it about seeing life as it really is, truth, wisdom, clarity, sense of direction, purpose, meaning, balance? Perhaps we value beauty, which would include gratitude and generosity, awe and wonder, reverence, even play, delight, and joy. So listening deeply for what we really care about, for our values. 1, 2, no more than 3 is sufficient for now. Staying grounded in body and breathing throughout. And when you're ready, in a word or two, these tend to be one word items, record one, two, or three values that have popped up for you that are truly, truly important to you as you live your life, without which your life will feel incomplete. So take half a minute for that, and then come back to body and breathing. And so, finishing up with that and coming back to the breath and anchoring in body and breathing. And now moving into an exercise based on one or two or maybe even three of your values. I would say no more than that. Otherwise, there'll be a lack of clarity. So the exercise is this, making sure you're fully awake. I'll just ring the bell so there's wakefulness here in the group. And so here's the exercise, staying inward though, we're still inward. That was just a wake up bell. So imagining a time in the future between 1 and 5 years, no more than that, when you are living the life that you want to be living, when you are living fully the life you want to be living, in some particular way, not all of your life, a particular part of your life. And this is based on your values or a particular value. And you might look at an area of your life like work or your personal life, hobbies, creativity, family life, friendships, spiritual. And take over the next few minutes. You'll be taking over the next few minutes time to write this letter. And so let's just feel into the body and the breathing one last time. And then listening to the bells, and I'll give you those few minutes to write your letter to yourself from the future.